Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Samach Beis, Baba Kama 62a, pagination is 123. We'll start towards the top of the page, about 12 lines down. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hanosin Dinar Zav Leisha. The case is that a person gave a golden coin to a woman, entrusting the coin with her, v'amar la, and he told her, hizar ribo shel kesef hu, be careful, it's a silver coin. So he didn't tell her the truth. Hizikaso, if she damaged it intentionally, mishalemes diner zav, she's going to have to pay for a golden coin, because that's what it was actually worth. And if he has testimony that that's what he gave her, that's what she damaged, and she's chayiv to pay. Mishum de Omar lo, because he says to her, my hava lich gabe de askase, what did it do to you that you had to ruin it? What do you have with it? Why did you do that? Pasha bo, but if she was merely negligent, Mishalemesh shel kesef, she only has to pay silver because that's what he said when he gave it to her. De amra le, because she can say to him, Netirusa de kaspa kabili alai, I accepted the responsibility to guard something of silver. Netirusa de davo lo kibal alai, I did not accept upon myself to guard a golden item. And what we have over here is a fascinating dynamic, that it is possible that we can verify what it was that got damaged, but you're still not liable for it necessarily. Why would a person say that it's silver if it's really gold? So the Mefarshim say because sometimes a person would be intimidated, would be afraid to accept responsibility if they knew that it was of gold. And therefore he kind of downgrades the impression, and it has a halachic impact. An interesting case to consider is when a person wants very expensive earrings to be brought from them to their cousin, somebody, a daughter-in-law. And if they would say that these are $1,000 earrings, this young couple, for example, traveling from one city to the next, might not accept $1,000 earrings responsibility. So when they ask what's in the package or how much is this worth, the person says, oh, don't worry about it. They're not worth so much. It's imitation earrings. And in reality, it was expensive earrings. Perhaps if they would go ahead and damage them, there would be one ruling. But if they were merely negligent, they didn't lock the car door properly, perhaps the level of responsibility that they accepted is only the level that was shared with them in the information disclosure when they were given the item. Let's move down towards the bottom of the page, 5 lines into the wide. Hahu gavra, there was a person, de botash be kasposo de chavrei, he kicked the safe of his friend, shaje benaro, and pushed it into the river. Osamore, so the owner came, v'omar hachi v'hachi havali begavo. He starts itemizing his list as to what was in this container, and he's claiming all of this as damage. Yosef Ravashi was sitting, v'kama ayin bei, ki hai gavna mai. What's the halacha in such a case? So the Gemara is assuming that indeed the item is considered lost, it's gone, and the damage was indeed done by the person who pushed it off. The question is, how much is he liable for? Amalei Ravina l'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava, ve'amri l'Ravacha b'rei d'Rava l'Ravashi, lav hainu mas nisin. Can you perhaps bring as a proof the words of the Mishnah, the Tanan, we learnt, umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Tamun, which we discussed in the last session, the item was hidden within what got burnt from the fire, and we have a halacha ki seitzei esh, when the fire goes out and burns, so then it's only what's normal to be there. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda, but the chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda b'madlika sabira, if he lights the building, shemeshalim kol masha besocho, that he has to pay for everything that's in it, shekein derech b'nei adam laniach bevatim, because it's normal to have different things in the house. Guy claims that he had a bedroom set and a dining room set, and he claims that he has certain types of utensils, silverware, whatever it is that's normal, he's entitled to claim. Amalei, so he answered him, I hear what you're saying. You're pointing out that if you have a purse or a safe, it's logical that it has certain things in it, and that's all within the realm of the person who did the damage doesn't know. The person who got damaged claims he knows. If he makes an oath that that's what was in it, if it's logical, we're going to require payment. Idikata and Zuze, if he was claiming money was in this container, Hachanami, we would agree. Hachabamayaskina dikata in Marganisa, he's claiming that he had diamonds in there. My, and therefore I have a question. Mimanchi inchi marganisa bekasposa olo. Is it normal, indeed, in this container to have diamonds? Teiku, the question stands, and indeed, in halacha, where this case is brought, Simon Shin Pei Ches, Se'if Aleph, it ends up being handled with a question of v'im tafas, what would happen if the guy would grab, because it's a teiku, it's not something that's simply enforceable. Yashikoach for joining. Have a wonderful day.